Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Welcome back to another episode where I just expose all and I just continue to reveal the woman behind the voice. I know that a lot of you just are receiving the audio, and you have no idea of the different gestures that's happening behind the scenes as I am being touched at the heart and pulled and stretched further past my own imagination. And so I never thought that I would invite people on my intimate process of healing and in my process of wholeness. But here we are, and here I am, because I said, God, that you could use me. And now I'm learning how powerful our words are, that when we make these commitments and when we announce different things to our God, Father, Lord, over our lives, and we give him the authority to have his way, that means that we're going to be gracefully broken in front of the world so that they can have an earth experience. And so God is having a wonderful time, you know, removing the world out of my thoughts and out of my emotions. And as I'm having separation from that, I'm also being unearthed a lot of the time so that my spirit man can be one with God the Father, and I could just see what it feels like to be pure. And so I'm able to have like those Moses experiences when he went up on the mountaintop and it was just God and Son. And so at the top of this year, I've cried more than I've ever have in 2024, because I'm just, you know, caught off guard by my having to revisit all the things that got conquered in 2024. And I'm like, dang, God's love is just undeniable. And the fact that I am a recipient of God's love, I know that it took 6 years to learn how to receive love and to know that I deserve this desirable love that he has for me. And I'm not the best at accepting love. And I know that I take him on a little chase. And, you know, I'm a three-part woman. I have my younger girl, and I have my young adult, and I have my woman. And all parts of me are healing at different times. I'm at different stages. And I'm learning to embrace all of me. And it could be a lot to handle. And so I'm just so grateful for the people that are in my life that can accept me as a broken, shattered being in certain parts of those identities as I become whole, with fully accepting that I have been forgiven and not forgotten and forsaken. And because some parts of me still wants to run and hide and still has a mindset that I'm better off being addicted to suffering. And, you know, it just breaks my heart just even thinking about that. I struggle with knowing that I deserve better and that God has come to conquer all of my night terrors and my demons and, you know, things that separated me from peace, separated me from, you know, wanting to be my woman, my person. Because, you know, as a young girl, I was stripped of my innocence and of my purity. And so as I'm finding my way back to being made over and God changing me from the inside out, you know, my young girl, my youngest part of me, she's addicted to suffering. And all of her flashes, all she knows is abandonment and rejection. So when a love appears in my life, you know, she'll do all the things to try to push away, you know, what God has before her. And in that, Honey is having to just wrap her arms around her. And that's not an easy process to learn to see all aspects of my mindset. You know, we all like to celebrate the victory lap of arriving and being able to say that it is finished. And excuse me, I just want to pray over my voice and just protect me from anything that wants to come up against me. It has been a challenge at the top of the year because God has exposed more of my woman to be and more of my woman that I shall become. And so I just want to, you know, cancel out principalities, powers, rule over darkness that's hearing this, the sound of my voice that's coming up against me. I stand in my full authority, my power, and my anointing. And by the power invested in me, I speak the name of Jesus, where every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And he's King of Kings. He's King of this voice. And God has full access to me. And nothing shall come up against it. So thank you for that commercial break and just standing with me through it. If you know, you know that those are some attacks will come, but you have the power to rebuke it. And so what I was getting at is, as I'm able to sit in my glass house, I'm not able to run from myself. And so as I've made a victory lap around the track, I'm now learning that this is such a marathon. You know, who I was 5 years ago is not who I am in this 6 years, you know, with God. I'm finding more parts of myself. I'm seeing that healing is layered. Just as you go to faith, you go, I'm seeing that you go from healing to healing. And in this growth process, this maturation is taking everything of me. There is no relationship in my life where I can hide from this process. Like I told you, I've been crying. And so everyone around me is, you know, maybe in a place of jubilee or a place of pretending, a place of protecting, a place of honoring. But I am in a place where I cannot get rid of this urgency to see all of me as I'm seeking ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So as I'm learning to be in right standing with myself, I'm seeing that a lot of things that people project on us is not the truth. There is no person on this planet Earth that is not working, you know, on themselves. And so I'm telling you this episode, I'm learning to seize the moment. Seizing the moment of vulnerability. Seizing the moment of sadness. Seizing the moment of conquering. Seizing the moment of letting go. But this still is my moment. The momentum is still there. But I don't even care to pretend with myself. Like, it's not hard to see my young girl crying out for pain. God has, you know, gifted me peace, love, and joy. And, you know, there's parts of me that's celebrating that success and that victory. And there's parts of my young girl that says, why aren't we shattered? Take me back to the season of breaking. Take me back to the season of addiction. Take me back to the season of substance abuse. And, you know, you can get all spiritual and just rebuke everything. But there was a part of me that saw value in ripping apart my kingdom identity. And so for that young girl, my youth, my adolescence, I have to say, I have to slow down. Yes, I celebrate how good God is, but there was tragedy that happened to my child. You know, for the listeners that don't know, I've written a book called Becoming Honey. And in that book, I detail descriptive things that happened in my life that now as a grown woman, I'm still faced with those things. And one day I shall open up, but I encourage you all to go to my website, Honey Publishing, H-U-N-N-Y Publishing, and go purchase a book, Honey, Becoming Honey. And because there's no way I could just tell you all of my story. But I tell you that I am naked and unafraid before you because I detail all of my history of trauma. And with God asking me to expose myself, He had to trust me that I could be trusted with speaking the truth about me. It's not about outing other people. It's about outing a mindset. Right? And, you know, exposing a raggedy mind. So when I'm speaking of my young girl, my young girl experienced so much abuse from people that still to this day consider themselves family members. And in that, they still think that they love me, and they love me as best as they know how, as best as they can comprehend what love is. But I'm telling you, I had to learn how to receive love because I only knew dysfunctional family. I'm most familiar with, you know, people not being in agreement that you can have a prosperous future, that God can touch and bless your bloodline. I've only had snakes in my family wanting to destroy a young girl from reaching her highest potential. And by the grace of God, I went from low functioning to high functioning. And I stand in a mind with a high level of emotional IQ that I can sit back and say, man, God has brought me from a mighty long way. I spent my childhood having nightmares, being attacked and tormented in my mind that I would never be free from the hands of my torturer. And I would like to invite you in to that story. But I don't want you to be lazy and just hear. I want you to read again. Because my story is triggering. And I don't know the age of the person listening to this podcast. And I want to honor that young listener. And I want to say to that young listener, I, although your mother and father may put on a face that everything is perfect before you, I promise you that it's not. There is a kept secret in every household. And sometimes the kept secret is that the person is unhappy. They're unhappy in their marriage. They're unhappy in their careers. They're unhappy with the children. And people are tied to secrecy. And in that secrecy, everything around us becomes a lie because people are afraid to expose the truth. But God has made me a truth teller. And being a person that speaks this truth, sometimes it puts you on an island all by yourself. And you're stripped of everything, family, so that you could become a new version of yourself. And in that stripping, I have learned how to seize the moment of God gave me a new opportunity to stop pretending to be in a place that I'm not yet. Because, you know, that joy has to cycle to something, a different emotion, right? We all cycle out of love, sometimes to lust, sometimes to hate. But a lot of people aren't truthful about where they are. And so when people call me, I'm like, well, you know, today I encountered a day of sorrow. And their first thing is to apologize for my day of sorrow. I'm like, no, it's okay to mourn. You should try it. It's okay to be in tune with your emotions. We should not reject our emotions. We should learn how to embrace them because our emotions are telling us a story. And a matter of fact, in seizing the moment, I am able to, you know, be in a room with people that are dysfunctional in their mindsets and tell them, hey, listen, if you be honest with yourself and tell yourself that you're carrying too much of God's load, that in your heavy burden, you're starting to hang your head low, but you're still pretending to be Superman and Superwoman. But if you just take a page out of my book, slow down and rest and see exactly what is going on in your heart and mind, you will be met with the truth about where you are. But see, everything in our society have us feeling rushed, and we're trying to outrun a sprinter. Well, listen, you know, I'm not a track star. So there's times I may have to walk a few laps before I can jog a few laps. And then I can go out and do a full sprint. But I never pretend to be in a place of arriving when I know that there's a place in my mindset where I could be double-minded and I could be a double standard. And so instead of critiquing me, I go and learn how to have grace in an area. Because although I've been me my entire life, I haven't always loved me my entire life. I haven't always known me my entire life. I've abandoned me. I've rejected me. Sometimes I fear being my greater self. And so in that, I'm so grateful that God called me off social media, because it's not even social media selling us a false narrative. It's families mirroring lies to us. And in this deceit, it's so easy for us to be lukewarm. It's so easy for deception and betrayal to plague our families. It's because we first lie to ourselves. Because we feel like that in our families, we have to have it all together. Says who? That means that we really want control. And we have no control. So why not go back to a place of needing our Father? To need God to stretch his righteous hand and be like, Father, show me the way. And as I go back to therapy to address these childhood wounds, I need you to be the father of this household. I need you to be this, you know, the wife for me. I need you to be the daughter for me. I need you to be the son for me. I need you to be the worker for me. Because I'm not okay. And until we go back to a place of truth, because Adam didn't have to pretend with God, God knew his lack. It's when Eve thought it would be a better choice to pretend as if it was not okay to be okay, to pretend like all of her needs weren't met. Then she stepped outside of paradise to grab a hold of hell. But anytime that we live a lie, we have stepped outside of God's kingdom to grab a hold of darkness, and we call that night. Well, the book of Genesis calls it night. And the only way to get us out of night, if we learn how to seize the moment. And when you seize the moment and when I seize the moment, it's waking up and affirming myself like, hey, I know what I feel right now, but these feelings are temporary. And I know who I am. And that's a permanent identity. And so what I'm saying, so say if you struggle with being truthful with your, you know, the people that you love. I want to give you this nugget. People will respect you more when you come in and say, I'm hurt and I really don't know what to do about it. You know, emotionally, I'm at a 10%. I don't even know how to pour into myself right now. I'm at this dinner table and my thoughts are forever changing. They're forecasting nothing but signs of depression and anxiety and worry and defeat. And guess what? That vulnerability is going to, you know, catch everyone in the gut because they've had those same gut-wrenching thoughts. They just want someone to free them from pretending to be okay. And then you will find that everyone around you sitting at your table, that you're at a table of professionals that are putting on a face. We don't need more cosmetic surgery. We don't need to go in and be affirmed by anyone. We need to tell ourselves when we're not okay. And to fix this human problem that we're having on earth, where it just seems like wickedness is at an all-time high, but you know, we invite it in our lives. That robber refuses to tell themselves that they are a thief. Right? Everyone is pretending not to have an addiction, a problem. I think it's a problem with being addicted to lying to yourself. But we point out so many other things to say like, hey, this is the bigger issue. No, the bigger issue is being silent about the things that matter most. And so I'm here as your sister and your neighbor and to let you know that you need to seize the moment. You need to become in the darkness. Since night won't let go of you, since those strongholds won't let go of you, speak out and say, hey, I know depression that you are here, but I rebuke the spirit of depression. It felt like at the beginning of the podcast, something was trying to strangle me and attack my throat. But you think I can't run from the moment. Where am I going to go? There is no person to help me but the spirit, the Trinity. No one can help me become honey because no one even knows what that means. No one has the ability to see what I have seen. And that's God calling me higher into greater heights. And in that requires me to suffer. And so I want you guys to know that I went from being addicted to suffering to celebrating my queen lady honey. And in this celebration, this one is for me. This is a personal win. And I want to thank, you know, my Heavenly Father. I want to thank my assigned angels. I want to thank the Holy Spirit for bringing me to this point of resurrection and leading me to my future. And my future self is being all that I am called to be. And as you listen to me, know that I'm not pretending. Know that I'm not thinking about scaling. I am thinking about prevailing every single day. And how do I do that? Is by being stripped in front of my children and being exposed. And so I want to expose more of myself by loving on my Heavenly Father and doting on Him, because He made it a possible and He made it a way. And so I like to freestyle in my closing. Father, You are the very best that I ever had, and I never want to get tired of the outcry and the outpour from my soul to tell You that I need more of You. Expose my spirit, man, because my flesh is deflecting me from seeing my inner man. God, I've become an enemy of my inner me. How can I be warring against me? I thought I was rocking with the greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Oh, but the world trying to devour me and make me be a counterfeit. But I rebuke the conditions of settling. I'd rather settle into my queen lady, honey. Ain't nothing funny as I become the greatest thing that the earth has ever seen. So God, thank You for allowing this opportunity for me to become Your queen lady, honey. Thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged. Until next time.